राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण. सो यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट श्री श्री राधा गोलोक आनंद टेम्पल इस्कॉन फिनिक्स ऑन दिस संडे फेस्टिवल फीस्ट. टुडे वी आर getting prepared to welcome Damodar Mass. We are getting warm up to receive the most auspicious, full of blessings, full of festivals, and a boon for all to progress in spiritual life. The month which is coming, starting officially from 23rd or 24th, whatever you decide, whatever. So, Damodar Mass, out of the 12 month, this month is called Damodar month. Today also is the auspicious day of Vijay Dashmi, Ram Vijay Dashmi. According to some information, today is the day Hanuman brought the news from Lanka that he found Mother Sita sitting under Ashoka tree. And when this news reached to Lord Ramachandra, he had a big festival. And then he marched towards Lanka. And also according to some version, that, well, this doesn't suit, but on this day in India, a big celebration of having Ravan burnt with firework. Today is the day. Today is also most important day for us is a Madhava Acharya. We are linked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Madhava Sampradaya. So today is the day of appearance of Madhava Acharya, Shripad Madhava Acharya. So few words we will say about Madhava Acharya's life, but mainly we will discuss today. Everybody got this beautiful brochure? Everybody has this? Those who don't have it? Because this contains something which we will discuss today. So shall we start first Damodar Astak or some few lines about Madhava Acharya? In a spiritual revival in India, when Lord Sri Krishna appeared himself 5,000 years ago, he established religion. He came for that purpose. Dharma sangsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. He did that. And he also brought with him his expansion as Vyasadeva to compile all the Vedic literature. But within 2,000 years after Sri Krishna's departure, this planet was, particularly whole Bharat was almost irreligious in the name of religion. It was irreligious in the name of religion. Like nowadays, there are so many temples, so many festivals going on, but so many nonsense is going on simultaneously. So what was the nonsense in the name of religion? There is something in the Vedas that we can have a sacrifice. Animal can be sacrificed in a yajna with the intention to give a new life to the animal. But the followers of the Vedas, they started killing animal for eating in the name of sacrifice, which is going on nowadays still by not only Vedic civilization but other people also in the name of sacrifice, kill animals. So Lord has to make arrangement, and he sent Buddha, Gautam Buddha, the enlightened prince, later known as Gautama Buddha. His name was, what was his name? Anybody remember? Siddharth. So, he especially came, which we count among 10 incarnations, as a special incarnation to come to get people stop killing animals. So he started preaching ahimsa, no killing animal in the name of religion. Then people said, is it in Veda? He said, well, we don't want anything what is in Veda, but we would like to be simply non-violent, that's all. What it means actually, he did not really say nothing to do with Vedas, but his followers after him, they rejected Vedas. They said it's Sunyavad. Buddha means Sunyavad. Sunyavad means everything zero. After we leave this world, everything is zero. So then, especially Lord Shankar, Lord Shiva, he was requested by Supreme Lord to appear as Sripad Sankaracharya. And Sripad Sankaracharya manifested himself to drive out follower of the Buddhas. They are refusing the acceptance of Veda. So they have become more or less like atheists. So Sankaracharya, he preached Vedas with a philosophy of monoism. God is one and everybody ultimately is one. So from zero he brought the spiritual revival to one. God is one. And then he said, everybody is covered now with Maya. When Maya is removed, then he will also become one with God. Aham Brahmasmi. So Sripad Sankaracharya accomplished his mission by withdrawing. He drew all the Buddhists out of India. There's no more Buddhism in India anymore. They just went to China and Thailand, somewhere else. But then in the further spiritual revival, Madhva Acharya appeared, who is considered to be Bhima from Pandava, as a great devotee. And he said, no, one God. There's a God and also there's a devotee. So not one, two. So he started not monoism, that they call usually Advaitavad. This is Dvaitavad. Advaitavad means monoism. Dvaitavad means two, Lord and his devotee. So Sripad Madhvacharya, especially on the period of his father, his town is 7-8 kilometers from present Udupi, which is his basic center of Madhvacharya. It's called Udupi. He appeared there in his childhood. He has a very extraordinary feast. I mean, he did something which no ordinary child could do. And then he traveled all the way to Badrik Ashram, and in the place where Vyasadev used to meditate, he met personally Vyasadev. And Vyasadev blessed him to write the commentary on the compilation of Vyasadev. So he was blessed by Vyasadev personally in Badrik Ashram. He visited twice also, second time he went to Badrik Ashram. But one thing which is only one pastime of Madhvacharya, which we like to just narrate, is in Dwarka, Rukmani and other queens, they said, well, you have very extraordinary pastime in Vrindavan, Krishna. Your Bal Leelas, your all childhood pastime were in Vrindavan, and you always remember, I would like to see your that type of pastime which you had there. So Krishna appeared there with a churning rod in the hand. Churning rod for churning the yogurt. And the rod is in the hand and the Bal Krishna. Rukmani liked that very much, so she got a beautiful murti of that, exactly that. and after the departure of all the Krishna and his entourage from Dwarka, that Murthy was lying somewhere, and there was a merchant, he was having his whole ship filled with the goods from that side, Dwarka side. So boat was not balanced, so he got big pieces of mud, like rock you have here, there was some sort of mud, so he wanted to just put, and it was from the place which is called Gopi Talao. Gopi Talao are the pond of gopis, where gopis they took bath with Krishna. So from where what we get tilak, which we apply, it is coming from Gopi Talao, it's called Gopi Chandan. So these are two huge pieces of Gopi Chandan. So that ship, when they were passing through that part of the sea where Madhvacharya was living near Udupi, ship could not move. Somehow it was stuck there. So Madhvacharya, he pulled that ship from there, so that they were very happy. He said, what can we give you? He said, I don't need anything. So we are coming. Where, from where you are coming? We are coming from Dwarka. Do you have something? Yes, we have this one stone. Yeah, give this to me. So he got that Gopi Chandan, and and it was very difficult really, it's very heavy, but as that he put it down, this deity of Krishna with a churning rod in the hand, it appeared there. So this is the Udupi. Now if you go Udupi and have a darshan, this is the Gopinath there, as the Udupi Gopal with churning rod. That is the deity which we can have a darshan there, which was worshipped in Dwarka. So it was very heavy, but he was so powerful, Madhvacharya took that deity himself personally, he installed the deity right there, which is still in the Udupi Mutt. So this is from here, Madhvacharya, in this line, we have Madhvendrapuri, and through Madhvendrapuri, we are connected with Dad Madhvacharya, and his disciple of Madhvendrapuri, Ishwarpuri, who initiated officially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are connected with Madhvacharya through Ishwarpuri and Madhvendrapuri. So many beautiful pastime of Madhvendracharya are there, but today is the celebration of special of this Acharya, one of the great Acharya known in the India still, Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya. They are very famous in India as Vaishnava Acharyas. Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, and then Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka Acharya. These are the four Vaishnava Sampradaya. So now we'll discuss today this pastime of Lord Sri Krishna, which is called Damodara Leela. Okay? Theek hai? In Srimad Bhagavatam, everything is transcendental, but this particular pastime of Damodara Leela is very special, where Supreme Lord accepts to be controlled. Ajit becomes conquered. Ajit means unconquerable. Ajit is one who cannot be conquered. And Krishna is called Ajit. But out of the love of his devotee is conquered. So this is a special pastime. Bhakta Bhritya Vashyata. In Bhagavat it is read, Bhritya Vashyata is under the control of his dear devotee's love. This pastime actually took place on the day of Diwali. It was Diwali day. And it took place in Gokul. And Krishna lived in Gokul 3 years and 4 months of his first childhood pastime. So this pastime is when Krishna was around 3 years of age. And this particular pastime, which is narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam, in 9th chapter and 10th chapter, Damodara Leela. But this Damodara Ashtak which we sing in Kartik Mass is from Padma Purana. It is from Padma Purana, and it was composed and prayed and mastered by a muni called Satyavarta Muni. Satyavarta Muni is author as well as the sadhak of this. Sadhak means the one who has mastered this astotar, 8 verses of Damodar Astotra. And to us, this Damodar Astak, to the us as ISKCON devotees, Gaudiya Vaishnava, this Damodar Astak is given to us by Sanatana Goswami Pad. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sanatana Goswami to write Vaishnava Sahinta. Vaishnava Sahinta means rule and regulation for Vaishnavas. And then Sanatana Goswami, along with Gopal Bhatt Goswami, they compiled Hari Bhakti Vilas. And in Hari Bhakti Vilas, all the festivals are described, how they should be celebrated, from all the different scriptures they quoted. And in a 16th chapter of that Hari Vilas, I hope, there is Damodar Mass. The full chapter of Hari Bhakti Vilas is Kartik Mass or Damodar Mass. And under that, there is Damodar Astak. And Sanatana Goswami Pad himself has a commentary on Damodar Astakam that is called Dig Darshani Tika. Dig Darshani. Dig means direction. Darshani means vision. So this commentary gives the inner vision in the 8 verses based on Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan. Okay? Hare Krishna. So this is the introduction of the Damodar. And then Sanatana Goswami Pad writes, in the month of Kartik, Damodar should be worshipped along with Radharani, who is very dear to Damodar. Generally we know Damodar, Yashoda Damodar. When we see Damodar, he is always with Yashoda. She is binding with the martyr, that is Damodar. But we have a temple where Prabhupada lived, it's called Radha Damodar Temple. So, Radharani also bound Krishna by her love. Once Krishna and Radha, they were sitting and gopis behind, they just tied together. When they got up, they were tied already. So that is Radha Damodar. And once somehow Krishna could not come on appointment, so Radharani made him to stand near to the tree, and she got the nice vines and flower and made a rope and tied the Krishna with the tree somewhere. So he is also Radha Damodar. But Sanatana Goswami, particularly quoting one verse, he says, in this month, Krishna should be worshipped along with Radharani. So in other words, when we offer the deep lamp to Damodar there, then we have to go to Radha Golokanand simultaneously from there, and then go to Prabhupada, something like that. So Radharani must be worshipped next to Krishna in this month. This is the direction given in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Now this 8 verses, the first verse is Namami Ishwaram Sachid Ananda Rupam. This much portion is called Mangalacharan. This is Mangalacharan. Mangalacharan means invoking auspiciousness. Any writer, when he is writing something, he prays to his beloved Lord that he should complete his work without any hindrance. So this is called Mangalacharan. Namami means I bow down. Actually, Namami means na, not ma, mine. It is not mine, everything is yours. Everything is yours, it is not mine. That is Namami. I am yours. Ishwaram. And the three meanings are for Ishwar is given by Sanatana Goswami. The one meaning is glorifying Supreme Lord. Ishwar, to glorify. What is the glorification? Sarva Shaktiman. What is the meaning of Ishwar? He is the master of all energies. That is called Sarva Shaktiman. That is glory. And second meaning of the Ishwar, which Sanatana Goswami Pad says, is period. And the meaning of Ishwar is Sarva Jagatnatha. Ishwar means you are Nath. Nath, you are the means you are master of all planets and all beings. So first meaning of the Ishwar is glorifying Supreme Lord. Second is praying to the Supreme Lord in general. Sarvaiknatham. And third meaning is devotional. My Lord, my Prabhu. Ishwar means you are my Prabhu, my Lord. That is the devotional meaning of the Ishwar. So with these three meanings, you think Namami Ishwaram. What type of Ishwar you are really worshipping? Sachidananda Rupam. Sachidananda Rupam. His form is Sat, means which lives eternally. Sat means living always. No beginning, no end. Chit means who knows everything. Present, past, future. And Anand means he is blissful. And then he is narrating the pastime. So these two lines are Mangalacharan and then there is a pastime. What is the pastime? Navam Ishwaram Sachida Anand Rupam Lasata Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam. The first thing which he is looking at, Kundala. Kundal means earrings. Lasat means glittering. They are shining. Lasat Kundalam. And Sanatana Goswami Pad is saying, are these earrings are shining because they are very special? No. It is the cheek of Sri Krishna which is glistening and which is making the earring beautiful. Why he is glorifying the earrings? He said, they are so fortunate that all the time they are kissing the cheek of Lord Krishna every moment. The earrings have a greatest facility to be near to the cheek of Sri Krishna all the times. So he is looking and then he is immediately quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam that all the ornaments on the Krishna's body become beautiful, not because they are beautiful, they are made beautiful by Krishna's body. So Kundalam, Lasata Kundalam Gokule. Where is this Leela taking place? In Gokula. Go means cows. A place where there are gopi, where there are cows and cowherd boys and gopis. Brajamanam. Brajamanam means Gokul is glorified. It's become more shining. Gokul was great already. But when Krishna appeared then and he performed his pastime, Gokul became very opulent, very brilliant. Brajamanam means shining. So Gokul become more, like this is in Gopi, when Gopi Gita it says, already, this Vrindavan is already beautiful. But when Krishna appeared, so Lakshmi Devi left the Vaikunth Dham and she was just making everything beautiful and opulent in Vrindavan. It was already beautiful, but by Krishna's pastime it became more beautiful. Gokule Brajamanam. What type of Supreme Lord you have? How can you see this Kundal exactly? How is that? Because he is running. He is running, so I can see the earring which are moving and there is a light coming from there. Why is he running? Yashoda Bhiyulu Khalada Dhava Manam. Yashoda is the name of Gopi, mother of Krishna. Which means one who gives glories to others is called Yashoda. And Bhiya means fearful. Krishna become fearful of Yashoda. Yashoda Bhi. Bhi means bhai. Bhai means fearful. He become fearful of Yashoda. Yashoda Bhi Ulakulam. And he was sitting at that time on the upside down grinding mortar. You have ever seen this thing? No. Where? This is here. Lie. Bring it here. There is something like this, but the lower part is a little more wider. inside he has a hole, they used to put grain inside, and then you, but what did Krishna do is, he just put it upside down. And he was sitting on the ulkala. Ukhala. Ulkala. And khala in Hindi means badmash. Khal means badmash, means rascal. So, some commentators which are saying, well, Krishna, because he was associating with ukhala, with rascal, therefore, Yashoda really was very angry. Why is he associating with ukhal, this khalar, rascal? And then in the end, the commentators say, even khal, even rascal, if he follows Krishna, even by rope, he can deliver trees, what to speak of human beings. So even useless person can make something wonderful in this world if he follow Krishna. And Prabhupada has proved this by making so many hippies simply following Krishna and making a wonderful movement ISKCON in the world. This very example is, they were of no use practical, those people that are wasting their life simply following Krishna. By the rope of Prabhupada, they made this whole world Krishna conscious, traveling. So that's what the whole philosophy is. Yashoda biyunu kolada dhavamanam. He was running. Dhavana means running. He was running. Why he was running? Therefore the kundals, therefore the earring can be seen. They are shaking. Pramishtam atyanta durtaya gopaya. But this Yashoda, why she is called Gopi immediately, Yashoda? First Yashoda bhi ulukhala, then Gopi, why she is called Gopi? Same thing is also in Bhagavatam. First Yashoda, ekada na Yashoda nanda gehini, but then he says Gopi. The one interesting meaning of Gopi, they say, Gopi means one which keeps things confidential. Gopaniya. Gopaniya means keeping things confidential. Now Krishna is so wonderful, 6 days old, he killed Putana. 3 months old, he killed Trinavart. Huh? 1 year, Trinavart, 3 months, Saktasur. So Kansa will be alarmed that what this boy is wonderful. So these gopis was keeping Krishna hidden. And now Krishna is bound by one gopi. What big man he is, he's nothing. So their special gopi is called here because she was trying to hide the glory of Krishna that he should not be known to Kansa. That is the special meaning of gopi. Keeping things very secret that nobody knows Krishna who is. So this pastime is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. One day, it was the Diwali day. And on Diwali day, next day to the Diwali, in those days, when Krishna was 3 years old, the all Brajabasis, they used to worship Indra. And there was a day for worshipping Indra, Indra Puja. Later in 7 years, when Krishna was 7 years old, that same puja next day to Diwali was converted into Govardhan Puja. So it was the day when everybody was busy. All the servants in the house were busy to make the arrangement for next day's big festival. One reason. Second reason was that Yashoda was getting every day complaint. Your son is coming to our house. He is stealing butter. He is burning. Sometimes he comes and is stealing. Sometimes he comes and tells us, can you give me some yogurt, butter? I have some guest come from Ayodhya. Huh? We give to him and then we follow what he's doing. He goes out and he just distributes everything to the monkeys. I say, these are your guests? He says, yes, they are coming from Ayodhya. So gopis were giving this complaint all the time to Yashoda. So she thought, maybe the butter which my servants are making is not good, that Krishna don't like it. Therefore he's going to somebody else's house. So today, I must churn myself. The third reason is because next day is Diwali. Some servants might be gone back to their home for holiday. Diwali chuti. So Somehow, for all these reasons, Yashoda herself decided, I will make myself butter for Krishna today. So what did she do? There were special cows, and they were given a special grass, and they were giving milk. There were fragrant with this is called lotus fragrance. Therefore, the name of the cows, Padam Gandha Gai. Padam means lotus, Gandha means fragrance. So these cows were special cows. They were given milk from other cows and special grass. And that milk of all those cows, especially Yashoda, she boiled the milk in the night. Yashoda was not buying milk in the bottles from outside, half kilo, 1 kilo. She had, at one place, an interesting commentator is saying, what this gopi Yashoda, Krishna is saying, one little milk, maybe few kilo milk was boiling and was spilling out, and she ran there and left me here unsatisfied. She don't know that I have left ocean of milk behind, milk sagar. I am coming from milk sagar. I'm not hungry for milk. And she is just going for a little milk and leaving me behind. So now Yashoda, in the night she boiled milk and she put the yogurt in that at the right time. And which part she used? Ardhan part. And how old was the part? This old part was from the mother-in-law of Yashoda, used to use that part. That was very old part. When earthen part used for this type of work, boiling milk and churning butter, usually couple months that part get fed with butter, and this become very this part becomes colored like it has eaten a lot of butter. So therefore they don't want to change it, because other part will use the same thing. So this part usually last generation in those days. So this was very special part. You have seen here your old generation used to use the ardhan part for boiling milk? No. We have seen. And the after boiling, something was sticking to the bottom of the pot. That mother used to give us a special, there was a special preparation. There was some special name for that. Half burned, but very special. So just at the bottom, something was sticking. After taking milk out, used to strip it out and then used to get. So this part was night. And what time Yashoda got up? 4 o'clock in the morning. What did she do? She took what? Then she entered into the house and reached to the most beautiful silk garment. Chomam. It is saffron color, the color which Krishna used to wear. Beautiful, nice lehenga, which is up till her toes, and then chunuri, and kanchuli, they call kanchuli, what we you call this something, what is called here, blouse, it's called kanchuli. And then what did she do? She had a kardhuni. She bound something which is made of usually silver or gold at the waist. It's called kardhuni. And there are bells in that which ring, but usually they bind. And then she has a beautiful flower in her ears. What it means, Prabhupada writes in Prabhupada, that those devotees who have a affection for Krishna with a paternal love, they must read and see how Yashoda was getting ready to serve Krishna. And some commentators say, why Sukadeva Goswami, who is sannyasi, more than sannyasi, why he is so closely looking Yashoda that her earring was moving? And then Sukadeva Goswami is saying, there is perspiration on her face. Then Sukadeva Goswami is saying, her breasts are so heavy. And then he is saying, her waist is very thin. why this renounced order person is so minutely describing the beauty of Yashoda Maiya? And the answer given is, if you stay near to Yashoda, soon you will see Krishna, because he is going to come and sit in her lap. So you glorify the devotee of Lord so closely that you can see Krishna in the lap, but you glorify like this some other mundane woman of this world, then you will go to hell. So now she is ready to serve Krishna. What she decided? Let Krishna remain sleeping. If he get up, then he will disturb me. I should churn butter, get it ready, and then as soon as Krishna get up, he will get fresh butter, and then I will tell that I have made myself. Now you should not go to anybody's house for stealing, okay? So she was thinking in this way. Now she is ready to go, and this, how much was the yogurt? At least 10 kilo. At least 10 kilo. Otherwise you cannot get a butter which one person can eat. But you are taking butter with your knife, little like putting in an eye. This, in India still you go in a village, this much butter at least, 100 gram, more than 100 gram, they put on a roti. And then you eat with that butter. It's not that with a knife you chew, chew. This is so Yashoda Maiya, this much, because why I am saying that much, because Sukadeva Goswami says journeying was a great exercise and she was perspiring all around, so it was a really big job, and sometimes they used to stand and do that, not sitting, therefore they have to tie nuddam. This is said, she tied tightly her waist and then she started churning. And while churning, what she was doing? Yani yani geetani bal charitani. So Sukadeva Goswami says, she was singing Krishna's glories. While churning, she was having closed eyes and she is saying, Govinda Gopala Putana Ari Putana, one who killed Putana, something like. So this type she was singing. So what she was doing? Three things. She was thinking of Krishna, that I will make butter for Krishna, when he wake up I will feed him. With body she was doing a heavy exercise of journey. And with words she was glorifying Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Body, mind and intelligence all engaged in Krishna's service. And she was so engaged in singing and doing this exercise. This is the best exercise. It makes really... This and grinding the grains. These were the two best exercises for the woman in old Vedic days that used to keep ladies healthy and wealthy and wise. And beautiful. Beautiful particularly. Why? Because upper part of the body, because of this all churning, Yashoda's lips were red without lipstick. The cheeks were red without lip. Without nonsense. And her hairs were black. It says she was over 80 years and her hairs were black. And Sukadeva Goswami says, and sweating was coming as from the black cloud rain is pouring down. So she has original red, she has original black hairs, no color. So this is all because of the best exercise she was doing early in the morning, first thing. And the other thing which should be learned from this is that Mother Yashoda, when she was serving Krishna, doing seva for Krishna, she was wearing the best possible dress. She was decorated herself very nicely, but we should learn that when we go to temple and see Krishna, we should be really well dressed nicely. Not when we go to the market, we should be well dressed. What we do usually, we come in temple and any nonsense, whatever we have, but we go outside in some party, we decorate ourselves. There's just opposite. Krishna sees us decorated, he will like us, and then we are delivered. Somebody other place we go decorated, we will completely victimized by somebody. That is nonsense. That's what Yashoda is teaching here. Now, what happened? Krishna says, anybody who is singing for me, I appear there. Yatra gayanti mad bhakta, tatra tishtami narada. Wherever somebody is glorifying me, I appear there. So if Krishna remains sleeping and Yashoda is singing and working for Krishna, then Krishna has no love for Yashoda. So he got up. He got up in the bed. He looked mother, next, oh, mother is not here. Then he got down from the cart. And then he was hearing. And the sound was coming of charni, boom, boom, boom. And then Yashoda has nice bangles, and they were having ching, 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 boom, ching. It was like mridanga and kartal, and then Hare Krishna. She was doing wonderful kirtan. And Krishna liked kirtan. So he started walking to the place where Yashovada was doing this kirtan. When he reached there, Yashoda was so absorbed in singing Krishna's glories and serving Krishna, says her eyes were closed. Krishna says, she's doing it for me, I am right here and she's not looking at me, what should I do? So he thought for a while, and then idea came in his mind, and he just held the churning rod so tight that her work stopped. She opened eyes and she saw Krishna. And she was very happy, huh? And she was very happy and smiling. Krishna is having more strength. He has stopped my work. He's all this heavy churning rod. He stopped me. It means the milk and butter which I am feeding him, which is really working, is powerful. It's really working. And then he's intelligent. You know how he attracted my attention? He's very intelligent. And Krishna, he said, I want to drink your milk, mother. And Yashoda put the cloth on a churning pot, stopped churning. And Yashoda did not try to pick the Krishna, but Krishna just climbed in her lap. Ankam Arudam himself. And then Yashoda gave her breast to Krishna. And Krishna, when he was getting Yashoda's milk, he was smiling. Very nice. And when Yashoda was looking at Krishna, she was also smiling. So this is says Sumitam. Sumit means both were smiling and looking at one another. And what was the age of Krishna? 3 years. So 3 years old Krishna was breastfed by Yashoda. Up till 5 years in India, in old Vedic system, child was supposed to be breastfed by mother. That mother used to be called Padmani. Means exalted mother is one who can feed child 5 years milk, breast milk. 3 years, good. Less than 1 year, no name. Now, this is a very subtle psychology is here. When child is breastfed, mother looks at the child and child looks at a mother's face. And he identifies his mother among thousand other women. Is it right? It is only relation is developing between the child and mother when he is breastfed. Now, as days, ladies are not breastfeeding their babies. There's a wrong propaganda. They breastfeed the babies, they will not be beautiful. So what happens then? How they feed the babies? What they give to the babies to give milk to? What they do? Bottle? They give bottle, okay? This is bottle. Now baby has a bottle in the hand. He looks at bottle and smiles at bottle. He smiles at bottle and he has developed relation with bottom. And 12 year, 12 rupees, Coca-Cola, bottle. 18 years, 80 rupees, big bottle. Because he has developed relation with bottle. You give bottle, he looks for bottle. For 50 years, hospital, bottle. You start his life with bottle, he will die with bottle. So no bottle feeding. Instead of bottle, some mothers are smart, they feed with a spoon. So there are many spoons now. Chamche. Hare Krishna. And medically it is also, doctors said, those mothers who are not feeding breast milk, they have more chance of getting breast cancer. So anyway, mother was feeding Krishna milk. They were looking one another, they were enjoying very nicely. In the meantime, Yashoda heard some sound. What the sound was? Milk which was boiling on stove was spilling down in the fire. So that's why she looked there. This milk I am making ready for Krishna to drink. Now this milk is spoiling. So she put Krishna down. And she ran towards milk to save that milk. She was right. Because she said, my milk is with me. I can feed any time. But that milk, if it's lost, it will last. So I should protect that milk first and then I'll feed Krishna. One aspect. The other aspect is that milk, anything which is connected to Krishna is not ordinary material thing. That milk was thinking, Krishna is drinking mother's milk. Her milk will never exhaust and he will never stop drinking mother's milk. Then he will not drink me. Then why should I live in this world? I should sacrifice myself. Why should I live if he will not? I will not be in his service. But Yashoda said, he is a devotee. This milk is a devotee. He wants to serve Krishna. So living Krishna and serving devotee is a greatness of Yashoda. There's our Acharya says, she was engaging one devotee in service of Krishna. Milk as a wonderful devotee. Now, Yashoda left there. Now if Krishna doesn't cry, then what it means? There's no love. So what he has to do? He become angry. He become angry. Rudantam. Now Rudantam is afterwards. Kopa. He become Sanjata Kopa. He become angry. And what is the sign of angry? His red lips, he was biting with white teeth. Biting teeth. This mother is caring for small milk. I am hungry. She left me like this. What is this? I will show her what I can do. So what did he do? He looked around and he immediately saw one piece of stone which is used for grinding spice. So he took that and then he was so smart. He has also nice like bangle something in his hand also golden. So he said, first he hold there. So there must not be sound. Then he said, the lower part of the yogurt part, which is full, we just push that. Pop. If high, then there will be big sound. So he put down and then he saw yogurt coming out. He was for a while, he was smiling. I did my job. And then he said, this old part is broken. Yashoda will definitely chastise me. Mother will. So what can I do now? So he ran from there. He ran from there, but he ran on the spill that half-churned yogurt. So Vishwanath Chakravartipad is saying that now he's 3 years or something, therefore all the signs in his lotus feet, they were visible there. Now he's running. Where he's gone? He went into the another room. What did he do there? To show Yashoda that I am hungry. So she saw, he got the butter which was from yesterday there. He took it down. He just applied some here and there. Did not eat much. He gave to the monkeys, throwing. Crows were coming in. And he was, how can he reach to the butter? So he just grabbed some mortar and was standing on that. and then he was reaching to the butter. Now, Yashoda finished her job. She got that milk, which was spilling, put it down. Then she came back. And she looked, and the pot was broken. Bhagnam. Vilokya, bhagnam, bhagnam, too. It is broken. And then it says, she was smiling. It's not she was angry, she said. She was smiling. See, this is the work of Krishna. Now, usually child will protect the property of parents, but this Nati has started breaking from now. So she was smiling, and where is he? He's not here. Where is he gone? She's looking, where is he gone? Then she saw the footprints on the spilled dahi. So she was following that. And in the meantime, she saw some monkeys around, so she got some stick in her hand. And she saw Krishna was sitting on where this first verse is, Ulkhala. He was sitting on the upside down mortar, and he was looking here and there, whether mother is coming or not, and then he was feeding the monkeys. And Yashoda saw him. And he noticed Yashoda has seen me. So he jumped from the mortar and he ran. And there it says, Namami Ishwaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Goloki Brajama Yashoda Biyulu Kalala Dhavamanam. Now he is running. And Yashoda is running behind him to catch him. And this verse here ends, Yashoda ultimately caught him from behind. But Bhagavatam has a couple of verses that Yashoda, it was very heavy duty for her to run. Child was running fast. Yashoda was trying to run fast, but her heavy, heavy lower part of the body, thin waist were not allowing to. She has to reduce her speed. But ultimately, the yogis cannot reach to that Krishna in the form of Paramatma in meditation. This gopi want to catch hold of Krishna. So somehow she got Krishna from behind. And then the Satyamurt Muni is saying, when Krishna was caught, what is doing? Rudantam mohnetra yugamam brajantam. Rudantam, he started crying. What is the weapon for the child and lady when they have to somebody chastise, and he started crying, that's it. So now he started crying. What type of crying is this? Bhagavatam says, Mishra Ashru, it is false crying. Mishra Ashru, I just crying at that time. And now he is really crying. At that time, when Yashoda left there, he was crying. But that was Mishra Ashru. Now he is crying again and again. Netram Yugmam Marjantam, both eyes, with the hands he was. Marjantam means he was. And what is the result? All that muskar, kajal, which was in the eyes, that came out on the face of Krishna. The kajal came out, and he used his own both hands to, he was crying, and when he was crying, what else happened there? Karambhoj, with his own hands, kar means hand, ambuj means lotus, with his lotus hands, yugman means both, where he was putting. What type of eyes were looking at that time? Satanka netram. He was very fearful. You see this Damodar? His eyes, you see? He was really fearful. What mother will do, I don't know. Satanka netram means fearful eyes. His very fearful eyes. So, what is the next thing? Mohaswasa kambatri rekha anka kanta. Now, this is called Mohaswasa. Swasa means, so this neck, all the beautiful, chain. We have now chain because we want to be chained. But they were a beautiful pearl necklace Krishna has in his neck. And when he was weeping, so Satyavarta Muni is saying, so this neck was becoming up and down, and all the ornaments, they were becoming, jumping, like up and down. And what type of neck was that? Trirekha Anka Kantha. What is Trirekha Anka? You know this Kantha? Kantha? It has three lines, symmetrical. One, say, narrow, more broader. So, beautiful neck is compared to Trirekha Anka. You have seen this conch shell? Sometimes look at a conch shell. There are three lines. One, two, three. Beautiful neck is compared to conch shell. Trirekha Anka Kantha. So, his neck and three lines were seen and all the ornaments were jumping up and down. Istit Girivam. Giriva means neck. Damodharam Bhakti Badham. Now Damodhar is bound by bhakti, by love. Now she starts. So here he ends like this. But Sukhdev Goswami says, mother had a skin stick in his hand and she said, so why you broke this pot? And Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu writes, Krishna said, I did not broke. When you got up quickly to go to the milk, it was a heavy, big silver thing in your ankle that broke the pot. I did not break the pot. Jiva Goswami writes in Gopal Champu like that. So it is broken by you. When you quickly ran from there. So they used to call the ankle ornament big, heavy duty, half kilo usually in olden days. Ladies used to have something at the ankle. It was made of silver. Kadi, they used to call kadis. Very difficult to open it and put it. Only the goldsmith used to put it. And then he said, no, I'll not do again. So, anyway, so he was really, she was chastising and Krishna was looking, not at Yashoda, was looking at the stick, which was in her hand. So mother thought, oh no, she is afraid of a stick. So she threw the stick. Because she's Arbhak Vatsala. Because she loves children. Because she got a child in her old age. She was not having any issue. Yashoda got only Krishna as a child when she was 80 years. So she was very loving to the children. She never wanted to make Krishna really fearful. So she threw the stick. And then she said, anyway, I will not let you run away. I will bind you right now. Why she was thinking like this? It is out of love she was thinking that if I will go and do my job in house, he is fearful, he may go to the jungle, he has not eaten anything now, so he will be starving. So let me keep him bound for a while. So it is out of love she was binding, not out of punishment. And second part was that, she said, I should actually little bit chastise him that he should not do it again. So he said, now you cannot go out and play, I will bind you now. So what did she do? Now, Damodarastak, after this, Satyavrata Muni says, now what happened is, Krishna was bound by devotion. So he said, iti idraksva leela bhi ananda kunde. This type of pastime Krishna is doing to get all his village people of Gokul to be in an ocean of ecstasy. Ananda kunde. Kund is called Radha Kund, you know. Radha Kund means reservoir of water. Ananda Kunde. So this Leela gives them extraordinary pleasure, therefore he is doing this type of Leela. Iti means just like he was bound. Iti idrak Leela bhi Ananda Kunde. It is not everywhere for everybody. It is only Saghosham. It is only to his own Gokul Vasis or Virjvasi, nowhere else. Not in Dwarka, not in Mathura. And he is making it known to the public that I am conquered by devotees. Bhakti Jitattva. I am conquered by devotees' love. So he is doing Akhyapyatam. He is making it known to the world that I am conquered by devotees. And then he is saying, Puna Prematastam Satavrati Vande. 100 times I am again offering my obeisance to you. And the next two lines are prayers by Satyavrata Muni, but I think we may not be able to complete it. some other time we will finish it. There's a lot of rust is in this part of it is still on the other side. Yashoda is trying to bind, so she got what rope she said, easy, it was something, rope was in the hair, she got it down. What is the problem? This mortar, how much is the diameter of this mortar? Say 6 inch. And what is the waist of Krishna, 3 years old? Again, hardly 12 inch. So 1.5 foot is enough, 2 foot is enough, there's no problem. So she bound into the mortar and she tried to bind Krishna and she looked at 2 finger child. Okay, get another rope, another rope connected, sandadhya, adi. Again, 2 finger child, another rope, 2 finger child. And now it was time 6-7 o'clock, so many other gopis, they came out from elderly gopis and they were laughing, what is happening? Why Yashoda is doing like this? Bring more rope. All the ropes from the house were exhausted. And the gopis are saying, oh, he cannot be bound. Leave him. Bandhan iske jeevan mein nahi likha hai. Achha hai. Bhagyashali hai. He is very fortunate. There is no bondage in his life. Leave him. And then Yashoda say, let it be evening, I will definitely going to bind him today. And when Krishna heard this, he looked at Yashoda. And what he saw is, she was perspiring. She was perspiring heavily. And she was breathing heavily. And all the flowers from her hair braids, they were falling down. Seeing her mother doing so much endeavor to bind him, Krishna became merciful. So matra parishramam, when he saw the hard labor of his mother, he became very merciful immediately. And then he was bound. But Yashoda was surprised. What happened? This morning I put a black thread around his waist, which is 1 foot, and it could be easily. Still all the ornaments are there. But this 100 feet rope is 2 feet, 2 fingers short. What is this? Vishmita, she was really surprised. How is this happening? Neither Krishna's waist is becoming big, neither rope is becoming short, but he is not bound. What is this? Now when Yashoda said, I am going to bind you, Krishna's sankalap shakti, his achante shakti, they say, how can somebody bind Krishna? There is nothing inside him and nothing outside. Everything is within him. So how can somebody bind a person? Everything is within him. And Yashoda has already seen. Before this chapter, 2 chapters says, Yashoda saw universal form in the mouth of Krishna when she was breastfeeding once, and second time when Krishna took some dirt at Brahman Ghat and she saw universal form. So Krishna thought, if my mother thinks that I am Supreme Lord and whole universe is in my mouth, then she might put me in some altar and start doing aarti. So I must have some leela that she thinks that I am afraid of her. Therefore Krishna has designed this special Damodar leela. Now Yashoda feels that he is afraid of me, and if I feed then he will eat, otherwise he will be hungry. So this is a special leela for this purpose. So Krishna's achanta shakti, they were not allowing Yashoda to be bound. But when Kripa Shakti when descended, when Krishna saw Yashoda that she was perspiring, she's too tired, then Kripa Shakti descended and Krishna was bound. So why 2 fingers were short? Our Acharya says 2 fingers short means 1 finger endeavor of devotee. When he fully endeavor for service of Krishna, whatever capability and capacity he has, the other finger is mercy of Krishna. When Krishna sees he is doing hard work to please me, then Krishna will be conquered. So this Prabhupada said, this is our Krishna consciousness. What is Krishna consciousness? He said, Arjun, Krishna could have killed all the people on battlefield of Kurukshetra. Arjun should have only told Krishna, you are my friend, you are Supreme Lord, why you are putting me in this trouble? You kill all. But no, Krishna said, no, you have to do your job, but I will give you victory. So the thing is, you have to work hard. Prabhupada said, if I would have been in Vrindavan chanting Hare Krishna and thinking that whole world should become Krishna conscious, was it possible? No. I have to make endeavor, take risk for Krishna. When Krishna sees that I am endeavoring very hard to please Him and serve Him, then His Kripa Shakti, then His mercy descends, and then Krishna really become bound within the heart of a devotee. So I think today's time ends here, but very beautiful. Other two verses are prayers. In first verse, he is saying, you can give any benediction. I don't need any benediction. What do you need? I need Edamba Gopala Balam. This is your childhood pastime, Gopal. This should come in my mind. I want this, nothing else. I don't want any other benediction. You can give me any benediction. What benediction? You can give me mukti, you can give me Vaikuntha. I don't need Vaikuntha. Even I don't need whatever bhakti, I need Idam Vapu Ba Gopala Balam. Then Krishna says, what is in this Gopal Bal you are looking? Then he's saying, this beautiful mouth with black lock of the hairs around and the cheeks which were kissed by Gopi Yashoda and your red, this face which I am seeing in this Gopal Balam, I like this very much. And then he become greedy out of love. He said, now you come in my mind in medicine, I don't need that. I want to see Drishti. I want to see you. So after saying this prayer, I want to see you, Krishna said, how can you see me? It's not easily seen. And then he was thinking, I am so sinful, how can I see Krishna? Then he thought, well, those two sons of Kubera, Manigiri and Kubera Atmajau, they were also sinful. But you gave them bhakti, so you gave me bhakti also. I am praying for that. Then Krishna says, do you know? They were given bhakti because Narada recommended them. Then Satyavarti said, okay, you will only give bhakti when somebody recommends. Radhikaya, Twadiya, Priyaya. Now I am getting a recommendation from Radhika. Now please give me your devotion. And then Krishna said, then he was satisfied. So this whole, the sequence goes like this. So all these eight verses, really, if we see these verses, what is happening there, then when we do offer the lamp, then we have more feelings or bhav for Krishna. We are Krishna Bhavana movement. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki, Madhvacharya Pad ki, Vijayadashmi Ram Vijayadashmi ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Damodhara Bhagavan ki, Gaura Premanande, Shri Radha Goloka Nanda ki jai.